Welcome back, friends. Today and for the next few episodes, Mike and I will be delving into Psalm 56. So if we got the got your Bible, whichever version you feel most comfortable with, go grab that, and we'll get into it. I don't know. I've asked Micah right before how he was doing, and he said how he was doing. And for me, I just feel kind of a six and nines, as an old saying was. You know, you look out at the goings on of around us, and you know, you can pick whatever viewpoint you want to have. And so that has been troubling to me. So I very much, very, very much are looking forward to getting into this psalm, because it talks about trusting God under persecution. And in whatever form persecution comes, we all face that. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll ask Micah if he'd be so kind as to read the psalm for us and tell us which version you're reading.
Yeah, I'm reading from the ESV, so the English Standard Version. And it starts saying, to the choir master, according to the dove on far-off terebinths, a miktam of David, when the Philistines seized him in Gath. So here we go. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps, as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape? In wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.
Beautiful, beautiful. And my friends, if you just stopped there at 3:22 and just looped Micah reading that, mm-hmm. put it wherever you listen to you will find yourself very consoled. And quite frankly, very quickly, you would find yourself quite consoled. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look. Again, I'm down at the bottom. I have a bit where I'm getting my sources. One is the Bergsma Petrie Old Testament Volume 1. Another one is Erhard Gerstenberger's Psalms Part 1. And then a smattering of other sources. So the structure of Psalm 56. We recall that there are five books within that book of Psalms. Mm-hmm. 1 through 41, 42 through 72, 73, 89, 90, 106, and 107 to 150. There are in total 150 Psalms. We are in book 2 of the Psalms, as that is broken down into. And that book, in general, tends to talk about the triumphs of David. If you recall, with other psalms I've had the great pleasure of looking at with Micah, they had been called them the lamentations, the sorrows. So we'll see book two tending to have a greater optimism and an emphasis on praise, mm-hmm. you know, in a general sense, compared to those first chapters. We have them called chapters here in our Bible, but those first, you know, collection of chapters in book one. Mm-hmm. Okay, the superscription. So the authorship, David, 10th century BC. You can always find someone to dispute something. How else will they, you know, do their academic studies in some cases? But overall, there is agreement that this was David. So we have our superscription, and we're going to break that down because I found that very interesting. That first part where it talks about the dove on far off terebinths, a mictum, and David and the Philistines and Goth. So we're going to give a good little look at that because, right, if you don't understand David's context, you're not going to. Okay, so there's meanings of scripture. There's layers of scripture. There's, you know, there's always in the first place is the literal one. And so for David, that would be those historical facts surrounding that. So we first see an initial plea and complaint. Then we have an affirmation of confidence. We have another complaint, an imprecation and petition. Again, an affirmation of confidence. Let's hear that word. So we've used that word twice now, confidence. Then we have a vow. We have a promise of thanksgiving. And another affirmation of confidence, a promise of sacrifice, and a motif of thanksgiving.
I love it.
Any initial thoughts before we go into this type of psalm?
I don't think so necessarily. I think it's really wonderful the way that faith and trust are sort of synonymous, and there's so much value that we forget about in understanding context. And just to think of David, because I feel like there's this image that we have of David sort of locked in the story of David and Goliath, you right. know, and then we sort of forget about Bathsheba and the affair and adultery, you know. That sort of falls in the shadow, but it's still a huge part of his story. And I don't know, I think we just forget that he was still a man, you know, and in this psalm, we see like a picture of him terrified, but confident at the same time. And I feel that's such a good reminder to all of us because, I don't know, I feel like the best way to combat terror is to remember your confidence. And trust in the Lord, you know.
Mikey, I am so glad you brought that up. Yes, confidence. So in prior episodes, and we're going to follow through with this one, we can think sometimes we struggle with the subjective meaning of the word faith. And that if I had enough faith to move the mountain, if I had enough faith for, you know, a miracle or the preaching of the gospel, whatever context we think we need more faith in. It is helpful to use synonyms such as trust, which is what Micah just brought up, or confidence. And I'm talking about subjective faith. I'm not talking about that objective body where, you know, where he was God and man and all important. Absolutely, that's important. Otherwise, we don't really know what we're saying if we can't define our terms, define our subject matter. But that's not the faith that moves the mountains per se. We have that faith because we know he's the Son of God, Son of Man. But then our response hinges on what Micah just rightly said. That's that confidence, which is what this Psalm 56 is about, or it's that trust. So I have found that helpful through the years, that when you start, well, do I have enough faith? You know, when the centurion asked Jesus to strengthen his faith, right? Strengthen my trust. Strengthen my confidence.
Yeah. Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief. That's correct. That's right. That is the biggest, right? There are three really killers of faith, trust, confidence, and unbelief is one in there.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is one. Lack and unforgiveness is the third.
Mm.
All right. All right, my friends. We're going to start to look at the type of psalm in the next episode. And then that interesting superscription of the dove of far off terebinths.
Mm.
Till then, fides ad ratio.